Social Support Group Roundup. Finglas goes to Kilmainham. God was looking down on our Finglas group on the 5th of September 2016. The sun was splitting the rocks. What a better way to start the day but to head to the Hilton Hotel and have a few drinks in the sun before our 3 p.m. guided tour at Kilmainham Jail. We were a group of 12 in all, including special friends from the Portlaoise and Kildare branch. Our guide was David, who was excellent and would be well recommended to any tour group. His general knowledge was superb, and no matter what questions were thrown at him, he always knew the answer. He was always and also extremely friendly. The tour lasted 30 minutes. It was very wheelchair accessible and we were allowed to take as many photos as we wished, including the guide taking a photo of the group. After the tour, the entrance ticket allowed us to go to Kilmainham Museum. There are 3 floors in all and a lift that fitted 1 chair at a time. We could easily have spent a full day in the museum with so much to read and plenty to see. There is a cafe and coffee shop selling books, paintings, and a little reminder of the great men of 1916. There are also disabled toilets. Of all our day trips to date, we would put Kilmainham at number 1 as a place to visit. We would recommend that other groups consider a visit there sometime. The Kilkenny Table Quiz. On Monday the 19th of September, the Kilkenny Social Support Group had a table quiz in the Aspel Hotel Kilkenny with 19 members attending. A big thanks from our members was given to Jim Barrett, who was not only the quizmaster on the night, but who also set the questions with the help of Michael Walsh, who did the tallying, and Liam Dowling, who collected the sheets from members. The quiz was a great success. Afterwards, members had tea, coffee and sandwiches. Everyone agreed that it was an enjoyable night and that it was great to meet up. Clare Group Cool Park Trip. The group enjoyed a very pleasant outing with a meal in the cafe before viewing the audio-visual of the life of Lady Gregory, followed by a look at the museum and a stroll out to the walled garden where the famous autograph tree is situated. "A good afternoon," says Edwin Bailey, convener of the Clare Social Support Group, who meet regularly, giving polio survivors the opportunity to learn from each other in an understanding environment. The Cork Social Support Group. Great pictures enjoying the Cork Christmas party, which was held in Cork's Vienna Woods Hotel on the 24th of November. Have a look on the website. Kilkenny Social Support Group. Pictured is Anne Walsh, member of the Kilkenny Social Support Group, receiving a cheque for €300 on the 11th of August from the store manager, Tesco Clonmel, County Tipperary, as part of their Tesco Community Fund. Schools, clubs, organisations and deserving causes fill out an application form giving a brief account of their needs for funding from Tesco, who choose 3 to benefit. Over 8 weeks, customers receive a blue token from the cashier, which they can place in one of the 3 tubs at the end of that time. Tesco makes a donation between the 3 causes of up to €1,000. There's a great picture here of the outgoing Social Support Committee, pictured at a lunch on the 3rd of August last. Front row, Peter Barron and Paul Sinclair. Back row, Jimmy Andrews, Joan Ann Walsh, Pat Guy and Jim Barrett. The only missing member from the photo is Nuala Buckley.